Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, it looks like the local share market's going to be at a low ebb when we kick off this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be down by around 0.4% when trade gets underway. And that's a reflection of what we saw in what was a contrasting session as far as the Northern Hemisphere was concerned last night. So on the one hand, European markets tended to hold up reasonably well. We saw the FTSE finish with a gain of around 0.7%. The broader European market, the Stoxx 600, finished with only a small improvement. But the important trend to take note of is that the commodity-facing stocks tended to outperform where European trade was concerned. So, for example, at the close of London trade, BHP and Rio Tinto were up by around 3%. So that's important to note because that was a trend that continued through into the back end of the Northern Hemisphere session in terms of what we saw on Wall Street. But the US experience was one where we saw gains in the early part of the day at its best levels. The S&P 500 was up by around 0.5%, but it was about that point where sellers took advantage of that strength and lent into the selling a little bit. But the trend continued right into the close, and we had the S&P 500 finish with a loss of around 0.7%. So that's a pretty decent turnaround from peak to trough. The catalyst for it was quite straightforward. It's a continuing rise in energy prices. So that is a concern on a number of fronts. In the bigger picture, what it tends to do is undermine that view of central banks that the inflationary pulse is going to be transitory. You are continuing to see the whole energy complex move towards new highs. In the case of West Texas Intermediate crude oil, for example, you're seeing 7-year highs, and there's a lot of substitution at the moment going on between different energy markets to be able to optimize somehow these prices which are remaining stubbornly high. And that does tend to point to something less, or something more rather, than a transitory experience in the eyes of central bankers. So that's one thing to consider. We had US interest rate markets closed last night, but other proxies for interest rates moved higher. So you would expect that bond yields will probably readjust when they come back online tomorrow to the higher side of things. So that's certainly something to keep an eye on tomorrow. But in terms of what we saw on the US day session, again, it was the energy facing names that were the most improved compared to other stocks. So that's something that you would reasonably expect to happen in the Australian experience today, along with those commodity facing stocks. So it's reasonably straightforward in terms of where the drivers are going to come from. In terms of other factors to keep an eye on today, we've got the NABS survey of business conditions to look at. This might just be a situation where investors look through this, given the fact it's reasonably historic. And now that the New South Wales picture is opening up a little more energetically, that will probably antiquate these figures to some extent. So it'll be more a baselining exercise rather than anything more meaningful. But today it'll just be a question of whether or not the market can consolidate on that early loss, or whether or not we see some follow through selling, given the fact that over the course of the next couple of days there are a couple of risk events to navigate, including the FOMC minutes, and then you've also got the US company reporting season kicking off with some of the big financial names reporting results in the US. So that's been used as a bit of an excuse for a risk off environment at the moment, but really it's probably at the margins. It's really all about energy prices. So the Aussie dollar has been moving higher on the back of improving commodity prices. So it's back to around 73.5 US cents.